Yo, what's up, friends, family, guys, girls, hater army? Welcome back to another incredible podcast with yours truly, Hayden Hader. This is the second time I'm recording this. Had some technical issues with the first one, which is disappointing, but oh well, I don't mind doing it again. It's a special topic and I like covering it. So the purpose of this podcast, before we dive right into the subject, is to provide you with as much value as possible. This is a self-development podcast. I'm an entrepreneur, lifelong, and I've got a ton of experience that I'd like to share with you, not just within the realms of business, but within the realms of self-development in general. If you want to improve your life, if you want to be successful, then you're listening to the right podcast. Today, I want to talk about a strategy that can help you fulfill your long-term goals and objectives. Maybe you want to take notes on this one. Maybe you want to re-listen to this two or three times because it's really important to begin implementing within your life. So, a really cool strategy that I have mastered over the years to achieve my long-term goals and ambitions is delayed gratification. Delayed gratification is the process of sacrificing short-term pleasures in order to fulfill long-term goals and objectives. Now, I'm going to give you some examples which will help that definition make more sense. And you'll see exactly what I mean. So, within the context of fitness, short-term gratification, which is short-term pleasures and immediate happiness, it would be to have pizza, some ice cream, cheat on your diet, and it'd feel great in the moment. Hence, it's called short-term gratification. However, once that moment is over, you'll have feelings of guilt, regret. So, if we were to delay our gratification, sacrifice those short-term pleasures, our long-term gratification would be to stick to our nutrition for maybe 60 days, 90 days, 120 days, get a ripped physique, defined, more muscularity, better stamina, more agility. And the concept of delayed gratification is just a way of prioritizing your long-term goals and ambitions over any short-term pleasure that can take you off your path. And I'll give you another example which will help make more sense to you. So, within the realms of finance, income, business, imagine a person is earning £1,000 per month, just a random figure. As soon as his paycheck comes, his or her paycheck, he or she may spend the cash completely on clothes, restaurants, clubs, maybe a holiday. That is an example of short-term gratification, and there's not a lot to show for it after enjoying that short-term pleasure. If we were to delay gratification within that scenario, an example of long-term gratification would be to invest the £1,000 and potentially turn that £1,000 into £8,000, £9,000, even £10,000. So there's another example of how delayed gratification and sacrificing short-term pleasures can help you fulfill a long-term goal and objective. I want to give you one more example so you really understand what I mean. And this is within the context of studying, maybe university and college. So this one's dedicated to all the students that listen to this podcast. Imagine you've got exams coming up. You're stressed. You feel a lot of pressure. You want to do great. Short-term gratification might be to procrastinate, sit on the sofa, watch Netflix, and postpone your studying. But you know you've got exams to do. So if you were to delay your gratification, sacrifice those short-term pleasures, put more hours in of studying, then the long-term results, the long-term gratification would be better results, higher success rates, and higher levels of progress, and fulfilling long-term goals and objectives is a key way of achieving optimal happiness in life. And if you can master this strategy of delayed gratification, it will really propel you into a higher level of success. It's a very rewarding feeling, and it's what separates the best from the rest. I hope you implement this into your lifestyle. Give it a try. It's important to notice the difference between short-term pleasures and short-term gratification and long-term gratification. The truly successful individuals, the world champions, the billionaires, the world leaders, all understand the difference between the two. They understand the difference between short-term gratification and long-term gratification. If you want to be truly successful and you want to be the top 1%, if you want to be the absolute best you can be, it's important to know the difference and always strive for long-term gratification. And that's how you will achieve your long-term goals, dreams, ambitions that you're truly passionate about. And I guess that sums up this podcast. I hope it provides a lot of value to you. I appreciate you for listening. Please share this with your friends. Share this with your family. Leave me a 5-star review. That would be amazing. Leave a really kind comment. I actually read every comment, and I just want to say thank you for all the support you show me. Have an incredible week. Crush your goals. Stay focused. Stay optimistic. And until next time, peace and love.